This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning and welcome to the Texas Lending .com Mortgage Hour. Sorry, I've not had my coffee this morning. I am your hostess, Tress Collins, filling in for Kevin. Well, I'm always here, but Kevin's not here today. So inappropriate Uncle Bubba is here today. Filling in kind of for Kevin is Mr. John Murphy.
Welcome. Good morning. Thank you.
Now, forgive me, you are a manager here.
Yes, ma'am.
Are you also a loan officer?
Yes.
Ah, okay.
Yes. Yeah. I get the fun job of originating as well.
Awesome.
John, you've been here a year now or is it more than a year?
A little over a year. August of last year with Texas Lending, and it's been a great ride.
Well, tell us a little bit about where you came from, where you've been, you know, in your whole mortgage career.
Oh, my goodness. I've done everything. I've been a realtor. I've been wholesale. I've run operations. I've originated. I've owned my own brokerage.
Wow.
All around since 1994.
Wow, dude. So you have lots of experience in the field as a whole.
Field as a whole, yes, ma'am.
It seems like. Well, welcome this morning. We are here. Well, actually, they are here. I am here to read your text message questions. They are here to hopefully answer them. So get us your text question at 972-387-4600 is our text line. All text lines are open. It's the only one, but I like saying that. 972-387-4600. Maybe you have a question about buying a home.
Yeah.
Maybe you're looking to get out of an apartment, or maybe you're tired of renting and you want to know if you qualify to buy a new home. Just text us some information.
Yeah, definitely. Send it to the Tress text.
The Tress text.
What is that number again?
972-387-4600, which is also the number to call if you just like to speak to a live loan officer. Because you know what? The call is free. It doesn't cost you anything but a little bit of your time for them to crunch some numbers, see where you're at. You may be ready now and you not even know it.
Yeah, hardest working loan officers work on Saturday.
We got a crew here ready for everybody.
Right here. The purchase team, the refinance team, Abel here. To get your refinance or get your purchase loan question or get your questions answered. But we will answer your questions right here. And like I said, pretty much what we do here, and Kevin always talks about, is we get your Cliff Notes version. You kind of give us what the value is, how much you owe, credit score, and we can kind of give you a ballpark idea. You know, Kevin's a lot more, good with the numbers or
and
whatever.
He's fast in the head, isn't
fast
he?
Fast in, yeah.
Yeah, he just rattles them off.
Right? He can sit here and go, well, yeah, you're going to save $342.18 a month, you know.
Where's your calculator?
Yeah. I took it home last week.
Did you, Gary?
I needed it home. We don't need a calculator.
Yeah, you say that. And then you're like, wait, hold on a second. So, again, text us your question, 972-387-4600. If you're looking to refinance your home, maybe you want to do a cashback refinance, pay off some credit cards, which is technically lowering your interest rate tremendously. Or, you know, maybe you just want to pay off some credit cards and maybe pay off a car.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe put some money aside for a vacation. Maybe you've got some college tuition you need to pay off for a kid, or maybe it's your own college tuition. So you can text us. What information do they need to text to, you know, get a guesstimate for a refinance?
Yes, definitely. So last week, Kevin was talking like he thought rates were ticking up, but I think they came kind of back down.
Yeah, midweek they kind of went up a little bit, but they kind of leveraged back down. We've been seeing that a lot over the month. You know, it's kind of like a little wave. It'll go up, go back down, go back up, go back
down.
Yeah,
but never more than an eighth.
Correct.
Or the cost, you know, a half point in cost, something like that. But, you know, Kevin, he's been adamant about not really throwing in that Fannie Mae hit. He wants to keep our rates low. So we have great rates, you know, all refinances at this time of the year. And, you know, usually this time of the year is a quick way to get it done. But with the rates as low as they are, you know, and I pretty much tell everybody, I said, look, we have 70% more business right now, but we don't have 70% more help.
Correct.
And that's really the easy way, you know, to talk about it. But anyway, like I said, you got questions. We got answers. Tress.
Well, what's the craziest thing you've seen this week, Gary?
Well, I can't talk about that. Well, inappropriate.
Aren't you inappropriate, Bubba?
Yeah, come on.
No, I've had a lot of clear to closes. It's getting down to the end of the year. People wanting to get these things done, and seeing a lot of loans being pushed to the closing before Christmas.
Have you seen anything really weird? Because, you know, sometimes things happen that kind of put a wrench in the closing line, kind of hold things up. I mean, and sometimes those are really weird things. Have you seen anything really weird?
Yeah, I had one really weird thing happen was that a borrower missed a couple of payments on a credit card, and that flagged the underwriter to require a new credit report to be pulled. And when that happened, the credit came down below what we could do a loan for.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Stuff happens, yeah. Yeah. So, you know, one thing that we don't say very often that I don't think people really think about is that when you start moving forward in your loan, you know, your loan is locked and you're going forward, don't go making new big purchases on your credit card. Don't go buy a refrigerator. Right. Don't go buy a new sofa.
And a lot of people like to do that. You know, you're getting in that new home and you're like, okay, I'm ready to start furnishing it. And, oh, let me go to Nebraska Furniture Mart and let's go and get some couches. And you know what? Just hold off to that closing. Just wait till it's done. And
yes.
They want to, you know, be able to have that house already completely furnished when they move right in, you know. So it's better to wait and make sure that you get your loan first. Like I said, I've seen that many a times. But this was kind of heartbreaking, you know. This is it's an older couple, and you know, when you stress to them, you know, they haven't done a mortgage in a long time, you know. So they don't, you know, it's probably been 30 years since they did a mortgage. And so as many times as you can say, hey, you know, you got to keep your payments up and, you know, on everything until we close. Okay. So, but I'm inappropriate.
Yeah. I know.
But like I said, you got to keep those payments on time. And if, you know, like if you're doing a cash out, I get a lot of times, one of the things that happens at a cash out is people pay off debt to qualify for that cash out, all right? And so the question is, okay, so I'm paying these debts off. So when these debts come in, how do they get paid off? Well, the title company, they used to pay them off. They used to send the checks themselves. Our title company did. A lot of title companies used to send, but found that a lot of times the addresses were wrong, and then all of a sudden they were held responsible for checks not getting to vendors, like, you know, credit card vendors, installment loans.
Not applied to the correct account by the number.
So what they do now is once you close, although your mortgage is wired and funded, in that situation, your credit card bills, your car payments, things like that, are mailed to you. And then from there, from that point, you get those checks and provide those to your vendors yourself. That way you're responsible. So the one thing that you have to do is you kind of maybe have to make sure you keep the payments up in that situation. Maybe making a minimum payment just to make sure that you don't go late on anything in that sort.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
For sure. So
yep.
You find that you having any issues with that at all? Or
yeah. No issues with them with not paying the payment. But again, like you said, you know, we're having the title company cut the check made out to the creditor and allowing the borrower to make that payment themselves. So they have verification of when they sent it, how they sent it, there's a tracking. So they have that opportunity to make sure it's getting taken care of on their own.
I just had that yesterday. Someone that closed and funded last Friday said that they had not received their checks yet. And then I got the tracking wire and everything else to them, you know, to show that that had been mailed to them. And then they actually did get it yesterday afternoon. But that's one of the things about cash out refinance. I mean, you can. I have heard a lot of strange things this week about cash out refinance. I talked to one customer that said, well, I just talked to somebody from blank, blank company in California, and they said, well, in Texas, if you did a cash out once, you can't do one again.
That's why they're blank, blank company. They don't know.
Well, they're not in Texas.
They're not in Texas.
You said, well, I did a cash out about 12 years ago, and they say I can't do another one. You know, I had that one yesterday.
Oh, my gosh.
Or the, hey, I did a cash out. Is my next loan always going to be a cash out?
Well, that used to be the case.
It used to be the rule.
But, yeah. You know, a lot of people don't realize that anymore.
It used to be the rule, and that is that's the craziest thing when I hear that, because then we move right into helping them. You already know now yeah. You got a loan for sure, but besides that, we have great cash out rates. I mean, you know, in the past I would say, you know, cash out rates were usually a half point higher than what a regular rate and term refinance is. And a lot of people, you know, still they'll call and they'll say, hey, well, what's your rate? Well, they're asking for cash out. Well, the rate may be a quarter more. Just about a quarter more now. But that's because it what they call loan level pricing adjustments for cash outs. Texas is the only state in the union that has what they call a Texas cash out. Every other state goes to 85%.
Up to 85%.
Yeah. It used to be more, though,
90,
right?
Yeah.
When you were in California, were you doing 125%?
Oh, at one point, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Back in the day.
Back in 2007,
yeah.
2006. You know, we were amazed at that. And then Kevin was always saying that is the reason why Texas, although having some of the lowest credit scores in the country, mm-hmm. had less foreclosures than a lot of other states, because they had that 80% rule that you could only go to 80% loan to value.
Yeah, Texas did it right at the time. You know, they mm-hmm. put some regulations on to protect the homeowner, protect the buyer. And, you know, when I was in California doing loans, we would look at Texas and go, oh, they don't know what they're doing. Then the boom hit, and we're like, man, Texas knew what they were doing.
How about them apples?
Right? Yeah.
Well, we are here to unravel the mystery of mortgages. And you know what? It is mysterious. There's a lot of moving parts people just don't know about.
Right.
And so we're here to help you unravel those things. Maybe you just don't know what you qualify for. There's FHA loans. There's, what's the other one? Conventional loans. There's USDA loans. There's VA loans. If you're a veteran and you've served our country, thank you very much. There are VA loans available to you.
And our VA rates are unbelievable. That's all I can say. Unbelievable.
We have some of the lowest VA rates in the country, from what I'm being told.
Yes.
I've talked to some friends in some other states. And, you know, again, once in a while, I'll just price compare us to other companies. And they're like, there's no way you're offering that on a VA loan. I'm like,
wait.
Here, I'll print it.
That is awesome.
Yeah, I closed one, and it was a big loan, but the guy got, a $400,000 loan and a 2.25% interest rate with no closing costs. The closing costs were paid.
Yes.
And all he had, and he was interested in getting his escrow back anyway, so he got his $10,000 escrow. So he got $10,000, and like he said, hey, Bubba, he goes, it's just using my equity. He goes, I'm never going to pay this house off anyway. I'm 63 years old. I'm a pilot. You know, it's going up in value that much every year. So,
well, get your questions into us. 972-387-4600. We already have some questions rolling in, but
rolling,
right now,
rolling.
Keep them doggies rolling.
No, keep them questions rolling.
Oh, I like that. Yes, keep your questions rolling. But right now, guys, we have to go to a break. But we'll be back to answer your questions here on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan.
What's that?
Mahomes.
Shh. Gary.
Hey, Kevin's not here.
Kevin's not here. You can talk when we come in and just say whatever you want. But hey.
He said, hey, Mahomes make a lot of money on them commercials.
That's what you were saying, yes. Hey, welcome back to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Hour. I am Tress Collins here with Gary Alexander, a.k.a. Inappropriate Uncle Bubba, and Mr. John Murphy, who's joining us this morning, who is a manager and a loan officer here. Thank you again for joining us.
Absolutely.
So, okay, so we did talk a little bit during the break. So you guys already have your Christmas trees up because you're fake tree people, right?
Yes.
How long? Yeah. Have you ever done real trees?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah? So how long ago was your last real tree?
Oh, probably about 10 years ago.
Couldn't tell you.
You've been a fake tree person a long time, haven't you, Gary?
It's not me as a fake tree person. My wife's a fake tree person.
Oh. Is she allergic?
No.
Oh, see, that makes me sad. I love real trees. I love real trees.
Yeah, you just kill them, though. I like to let them just stay out
there.
They
replant them, Gary.
No, they don't. Yeah. They make Christmas tree forts with them. That's what we used to do. And then the green grabber picks them up.
No, I mean the farms. They plant more trees to replace the ones they cut down.
Well,
so
I
it's
know.
Like they okay.
But you kill a tree.
Trees die every day, so you can wipe your butt, Gary.
Whoa! Inappropriate
press.
I know. Well, I just feel I had to cross your line so you could have understanding, Gary.
Can't wait to tell Kevin about that,
right?
I know, right? Okay. Well, guys, we have some questions rolling in. Are y'all ready?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, now I feel a little ashamed of myself. Oh, my gosh. I may not be able to sleep tonight, Gary.
You're red.
I know. All right.
I'm red.
So somebody texted in. They want to know what their refinance options are. What do you got?
Well,
we have many. Are you looking to pull cash out? Did you need to pay something off? Or are you looking just to lower your rate and term of the mortgage?
And your term, if you want lower payments, you want less term, you want cash out.
So there's a cash out refinance. There's a rate and term refinance.
Yeah.
There's one for VA. Is that what the IRRL?
The VA IRRL, the IRRRL, interest rate reduction refinance loan.
Refinance loan. I didn't even know that R was in there. See, I just learned something new today. I thought it was two R's.
Yeah.
So isn't there a refinance that's the streamline? Is there one?
A FA.
That is the FHA.
Yes.
FHA Streamline.
So what makes the Streamline refinance different than the other options?
Well, your IRRLs and your Streamlines are government-backed loans, and they allow the homeowner, when you're in that product, to not have to document a lot of information. You don't have to document your income as long as you're still employed. You don't have to document your assets. We're still going to run the credit. We're going to look at your mortgage history. And then the government allows options to streamline the rate to a lower rate with less documentation for the borrower.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So what about the cashback refinance? I know that's really popular.
It's what we do here. I mean, that's our signature loan, basically, at TexasLending.com. It's one that we probably have done in the let's say 21 years that Texas Lending's been around.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
probably the number one loan that's been done. It's the number one loan I've done.
Mm-hmm. It is our most popular loan.
Right.
We do it well. We have a lot of
knowledge.
Qualified people who have been doing it a long time. You said knowledge.
Yeah.
They're just very knowledgeable about it. They know the ins and outs, and they know how to get that loan done quick.
So what's the lowest credit score someone can have to do a cashback refinance? I know that changes with, you know, things that are happening in the nation, especially with the COVID stuff. What's that at now?
The lowest minimum score is 620, but does a cash out loan qualify at 620? There's many caveats to that question right there.
Yeah. Every loan is different. There's what's called QM or qualified mortgage. And there's certain points and fees that are allowed to be charged on a loan. And sometimes when you get down to a lower score with a lower loan amount, the points and fees are too much to allow us to even do the loan.
And so then what happens is then you might have to go up in loan to value. And like, I don't know, you've heard Kevin say many times on the show, if you have 60% equity, the credit score is not an issue. That, you know, you're going to get the rate that you would get if you had a 740 if you're doing 60 equity and below. It helps if you're going to have 620. It helps to have equity. It's also going to have to help to maybe have some assets because you can't go over 45% debt ratio. If you do, you're going to have some assets, 6 months reserves and assets.
So doing a cashback refinance, you have to have enough equity in your home to be able to do it. You need to be looking at your credit score. But you also need to know how much about how much your home is worth, because that's what part of your loan is based on, yes?
Correct. And as we were mentioning in the last segment, you know, Texas did it right by keeping the loan to value, you know, how much you borrow compared to how much your home is worth, at 80%. So as long as, you know, in a cashback refinance, as long as we're looking at, you know, if you have a $500,000 home and your home's at $400,000, there's your 80%, and vice versa, you know, 180.
So what about somebody who has a USDA loan? Can that be refinanced?
Into a cash out?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not a USDA cash out. It would have to, any kind of cash out loan is conventional, whether you go from FHA, whether you go to VA. VA in Texas, cash out, it's the only state, and you can't get a VA cash out. We get a lot of calls for that, and they don't really understand. And what it goes to is it goes to the rules of Texas cash outs, and one of the rules is the fees and so it can't be over 2%. Well, you can't have any kind of mortgage insurance, you know. So if you have a more funding fee for VA, because you don't have actual mortgage insurance, but the VA funding fee can put you over that. And since it can be, it can't be done for every loan. It might be done for some loans. It could be done, but if it can't be done for them all, they can't do it. So.
But if somebody has a VA loan and they wanted to do a cashback refinance, they could just switch over to one of the other
conventional ones.
So it's doable.
The rates are great, you know. But like I said, it's credit score driven. You know, like when a person says, well, I want to refinance, what are my options? It's like driving McDonald's and just saying, give me something to eat. You know, you got to have some menu items in mind.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
yeah. Okay, well, let's talk just real quick about appraisal waivers. That seems to be a thing here lately. Yeah. Some people get them, some people don't. What drives that?
It's a Fannie Mae situation. So every loan that we run through Fannie Mae's desktop underwriter. We have to make sure that loan is insurable to sell on the secondary market. So we run every loan through there. And if Fannie Mae has done multiple loans in the area that we're lending and has a lot of data on the value, it will offer up a property inspection waiver, a PIW. And we've been seeing a lot of those lately on our loans to allow us not to have to order an appraisal and saving the borrower $500 to $600 a month a payment.
Definitely. So, I mean,
so that's something
something that really came, you know, and I never saw that there was an actual memorandum about that. And that the appraisal waivers were going to be kicked up.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden, it just, like, they took a lot of pressure off appraisers, too, because a lot of those loans, you know, with no appraisal, you know, they go faster, too, because you don't have to have an appraisal. So you don't have to have an appraisal.
A lot of appraisers are very backed up right now, especially with COVID, not being able to get into homes, not being able to get out. It's taken a lot longer on that end to get an appraisal. So when we do get it offered up, the desktop underwriter, it's a godsend because we're like, oh,
great.
That's going to save us 30 days.
Yeah.
So, but that's something, like you said, that's done on the Fannie Mae side. So it's like people can come in and request an appraisal waiver.
Well, if they're FHA, they're not going to. Well, I have seen appraisal waivers on FHA. Have you seen that? I have a couple of times.
I haven't run one, but like you were saying, a borrower can't come in and say, I don't want to order an appraisal.
Yeah, that's right. What I'm asking.
No, that's not an option, okay. Unfortunately.
If you're doing a cash out, you always have to have an appraisal, too.
Right.
Yes. Cash out loans always require the appraisal.
Yeah, because they want to make sure the value and. Look at the inside of the house and everything in that category there. So
here's something that happens. I think sometimes what happens when the appraisal comes back less than what people anticipate.
We see that a lot. We just need to adjust the loan accordingly. Hopefully, in a cash out situation, there's enough equity in there to drop the loan amount and still provide the cash benefit that the borrower was looking for. In the rate and term, we just need to make sure that it covers the closing of the loan.
Mm-hmm.
It does happen a lot. The value does come back less, and it's just up to the loan officer to get with the client and just explain, what's going on, explain the appraisal, and show them how the loan still works if it does. Unfortunately, when it doesn't, it's a sad situation. We have to cancel the loan.
Refinance options. Loaded question. I think we covered a lot of ground in the little time that we had. And we still have more questions in, which is great. Be sure to get your question into 972-387-4600 is the number to text. It's also the number to call if you want to speak to a live loan officer. We have them here today. The call is absolutely free. It just takes a little bit of time, a little bit of information, and you can find out where you stand to move forward in your house buying, desires, or maybe doing a refinance on your home to get a lower interest rate. Now is the time to do it. But now we have to go to a break. So we will answer more of your questions when we come back here on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan.
Okay.
Dude, it was running late.
Did it? We're live.
Are we live?
Yeah.
Wait,
you didn't
hear
him say we're live?
I didn't.
I did.
No. Oh man, I'm slacking. Because I haven't had my coffee yet, as you
I pointed that out, that your coffee was missing.
I was running late this morning, and I was driving by my coffee place, and I was like, no.
You have a special coffee place that's not Keurig like mine?
I do. I have a coffee place, special coffee place on Saturday morning. It's actually our favorite coffee place, and, we love going there. We can take our dog there because they have little pup cups full of whipped cream and they put a little dog treat in it. Love them. They love our dog. Our dog loves going there. He walks up to the window and he sits and he just looks. He's waiting. He looks at me. He looks back at the window. I'm like, you just need to wait.
That reminds me, my grandson made some little, he calls himself Chef Nolan. He made some little desserts with whipped cream and sprinkles in a little muffin cup yesterday and I had to eat.
Yeah.
Eat the whipped cream.
Chef Nolan. Chef Nolan.
And it was the best, wasn't it? Because it's your grandson.
Yeah. Oh, it's so good.
Can't go wrong with that. Well, hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Texas.com.
TexasLending.com.
See, now I'm missing my coffee, Gary. You shouldn't have said anything. We are here to answer your questions. We have a lot more questions to answer. But before we get back to that, you guys wanted to talk about TexasLending.com going national. Is that correct? Do tell.
Well, he knows more than I do.
Do tell, John.
Well, you know what? Texas Lending, parent company Aspire Financial, is opening up our national brand. We are taking that step now to open up multiple states. We've been doing it for the year under the Texas Lending name and just kind of rolling it out slowly. And now we're ready to step off and expand our operations and start lending in states like Florida, Georgia, Oklahoma, Louisiana, New Mexico, and some of the southern states as we move out national.
That's exciting.
Colorado involved in that?
Not at this time.
Okay.
They aren't really southern, Gary.
5 or 6 years ago, Kevin did that, but he did it with branches.
Yes.
He tried out the branch model for that, and it turned out to be a lot more work than I think that it was what it paid off to be. But I think this is a better model for us.
Yeah, it's called Consumer Direct. We're not opening branches in other states. We're everything's coming out of here, out of our operations, and we're building it organically. And
kind of like Sicken does.
Sicken.
Yeah.
Gary.
What?
Crockett. Crockett.
Crockett
Sicken.
Mortgage or Sicken Loans.
All right.
They're the ones that also told one of my borrowers that they couldn't do another cash out in Texas because they did one in 5 years ago.
So. All right. Our parents taught us not to call people names. Come on.
That's not calling them a name. It's just a pseudo.
Crockett.
Sweeto,
Sicken. Really?
Pseudo name.
That's so lame, Gary. Okay. So
yes.
Have y'all already started moving in this direction? Like, are we in Florida now, or?
Yeah, we land in Florida now, and like I said, we've been testing the waters with marketing and kind of like a soft opening, so to speak, under the Texas Lending brand, and just to kind of feel, you know, what is the market going to dictate? Is it something that we should do? And we've been doing it over the last year, and we feel now is the right time to make that move. The company is going to be Aspire Lending that makes that transition, and we should be doing it by the first of the year.
Wow, that's really exciting.
Yes.
So, if you live here in Texas and you're looking about moving to Florida, you can still get the lowest rates.
You can get it right.
Yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
All right. Well, thank you all for filling us in on that. Let's go back to our questions. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
Here we go. Hey, guys, how true is it if I'm looking to buy a home, but I have no debt? I've paid everything off. I don't owe anything. Is it true that it's difficult to get approved for a loan since I don't have debt?
I wouldn't say it's difficult. Again, it's all credit score based. So if you've had credit in the past and you've paid it off and you're not paying anything right now,
it counts as a trade line. They basically look for three trade lines.
Yep.
If you didn't have any trade lines, then you could go FHA, where we add trade lines. We can add like your rental history. We can add
your cell phone
insurance, your cell phone for 12 months history, just to show that you've made payments. You know, I've seen that, had that done in the past. It's been a while since I've done something like that, but you know, most people are getting that. And you know, as funny as I do see this Experian boost a lot, where self-reported $200 a month, self-reported $120 a month, you know, for insurance, for tax, they say, hey, that helps build up your credit. But when you see it on a borrower that already has credit, then all it does is add to their debt ratio. Then I say, hey, you got to go back and remove all that, get that off there. And that way we can, you know, get the debt ratio correct for their refinance, cash out, or whatever.
So if you've had debt and you've paid it off, that you're probably pretty good. If you don't have debt because you've never had debt, that's a different story.
It is a different story. That is much riskier. But again, it's going to be credit score based. And then we have options. That's where you need to call in, talk to the loan officer, explain the situation. They'll pull an application, run your credit, and then look at the different options. Because you can, like Gary was saying, do an FHA loan where we do a manual underwrite.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then we'll let you know, okay, we're going to need you to get your cell phone reported, and we're going to need to get your utility reported to build the credit for this product.
There you go.
But so, like I said, if you already have credit, I would say if you're buying a house, give us a call to the purchase team. They're here today.
Mm-hmm.
What they can do is they can get all your information, and they can do what they call a soft pull on credit that tells them everything that they need to know about where you are and where you're at in this purchase. I think you're probably making this more difficult than it is. It's probably a lot easier once they get in there and look at everything to get you approved.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because if you don't have any debt, that means you have good income and you're probably in pretty good shape for buying a house.
Yeah.
So you should just give us a call, 972-387-4600. Again, the call is absolutely free. They'll just crunch some numbers and let you know where you're at in the process.
Exactly, and it doesn't cost you a dime.
Yeah, you may be, like, way closer than you think.
Yes.
I'm going to say he or she is way closer.
Right. Okay, y'all, this is a lengthy text message.
All right.
So here we go. Lot of information. I am a teacher and my wife is a therapist. She's in her residency year, so still early in her career. We have a combined total income of $105,000. However, her student loan payments total $1,400 a month, and we have two cars that total $1,100 a month. However, the cars are both 0% interest, and we are ahead on payments. We have some credit card debt, but completely manageable. Our apartment costs us $1,700 a month, so it makes sense for us to get into a home. However, we can't qualify because of the student loan payments. Both of our credit scores are above 780, and we don't have any hits on our credit report. We'd like to be in a house by next year so we can start our family, but it seems like the student loan payments and the cars are crippling us, even though we aren't living paycheck to paycheck. I can max out both of my IRAs each year with no issue and still have money left over to go on trip. We aren't sure what to do.
My first and foremost thing would be to contact your student loan company and see about renegotiating your payments.
People can do that?
They can.
Well, she's a therapist in residency. I mean, I'm $1,400 a month. You're probably talking $100,000 in student loan debt, is I would think, if you want to text us back and kind of give us an idea about that. I would just check to see $1,400 a month and two car payments. I don't know what size house you're trying to buy either. That may be the issue there too, because like I said, you might be able to qualify. I mean, from just what you're showing there, in the income, I'm thinking that you probably could still qualify. A couple of car payments at 0% interest. You know, 14, 17. You know, I'm trying to be like Kevin.
How's that working for you?
Not doing a very good job there.
Yeah, the student loan and car payment's $2,500, right? And then you got your rent $1,700. So if we offset that rent with a mortgage payment,
The $1,400, and I'm going to say if $2,500 a month in debt is all you have right now, there should be a way to get you into a house for sure. Doesn't say anything about how much down you would have, whether you would do FHA.
Oh, they said that is correct.
My $100,000. Yeah, I've seen that.
All right. Well, hoping to get around $250,000 to $300,000 loan.
Okay. So that's about $2,000 a month there with taxes, insurance, right? Like I said, I don't know how much you're putting down. Like I said, you can also borrow money from your 401k or IRA to put money down too. But like I said, I would just give our purchase team a call. Ask for William Cobb. I mean, the guy he's stellar.
And
one of the best purchase guys that I've ever been around, for sure.
Yeah, if you call today, I think Jason Hicks and Ken Knight are both working today.
Ken Knight's working today? Oh, wow.
Jeez. Jason Hicks.
Yeah.
All right. So I've just sent you the phone number and asked for Jason. He can probably help you out.
Yep. And he's here today. I just saw him.
That's a fabulous question. And again, the call is absolutely free. They'll just crunch some numbers for you, let you know where you stand, and let you know what you need to do to get where you're going, if there's something that needs to be done, if you're not already there. These are great questions. We have more questions coming in. Be sure to get your question in, because we are at the end of our hour. We have
already?
15 minutes left.
We have to take
one more break. We have one more segment.
Then we have lightning.
And then we have a lightning round. So get your text question in, 972-387-4600, and we will answer your questions when we come back here on DFW. Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. Hey everybody, welcome back to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. We are in the last 7 minutes of the show. We have a few more questions. If you have a question, please don't wait until 8:56 to get your question in. No, get it in now. 972-387-4600. I would love to read your question on the air, and they would love to answer it. So, gentlemen, are you ready?
Ready.
Here we go. Somebody's asking, can you get a loan to build a house under $300,000? Is it harder to qualify?
It is not harder to qualify. We don't do builder loans, but we do the builder takeout loans.
Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
So if somebody will, we work with companies that will provide the financing for you to build the home. Because when you're building a home, the contractor has to get paid in installments. So they complete certain phases of the home. They get their money as it goes through. When the final home is built and completed, you get your certificate of completion. They get their final check. And then the borrower can then refinance into a regular conventional loan and wrap everything together. So a lot of times the builder loans are a little more expensive, the interest is a little higher, and we do what's called a takeout finance loan.
That's if they're having it built. And not going to like a builder like Dries Homes.
Correct.
Or something like that. Then you're actually just, they're building it and you're buying it from them. So
correct.
But if you're involved in the construction, you know, I've seen a lot of construction loans done in the past, and then we refinance them. My brother-in-law, we got him a construction loan, and then I refinanced him once it was complete. That's kind of what you're talking about. But when you go to the builder has a mortgage company. They're going to point you to that builder mortgage company because basically they price that mortgage into that house.
Correct.
And so when they say, oh, well, we're going to give you some blinds, we're going to give you this, we're going to give you that, and then what typically happens is you'll see that their interest rate may be a half point higher or so than what we have. So it's just a question if you want, you know.
Yeah. I was talking about building your own home.
Yeah.
What you're talking about is the builder, the contractor, the Highlands, the Dries.
Yeah.
You go out, it's not hard to qualify for those at all. Again, call. Talk to one of our purchase representatives.
Right.
Get a pre-approval. It costs nothing to do. They run your credit. They look at your income, your assets, and they can pre-approve you for the amount that you would qualify for to allow you the opportunity to go out and shop for a home.
All right. All right. Here we go. Next up. Can you tell me about home addition or remodel loans? I spoke with a lender the other day about doing a refinance and pulling an open improvement loan. I have great credit and money in the bank, but they were so difficult to talk to and communicate with, and they couldn't do much to help. What do y'all know about home addition or remodel loans?
When you say you spoke with a lender about doing a refinance and putting an open improvement loan in, are you talking about putting two loans together and doing cash out to pay for that? I think that's kind of what you're talking about. I have great credit, money in the bank, but they were difficult to talk to and communicate with. They couldn't do much. I said we just need to have a little bit more information what you're trying to do.
If you're looking to do what's called a home equity line of credit or a HELOC, those are pretty difficult right now to get done, you know, through the banks and certain lenders. Here at Texas Lending, we do the home equity cash out loan, which is a new first mortgage, and pull the cash equity out of your home to do the work. If you're looking to just add on a second mortgage, those are kind of difficult right now.
There you go. All right. We have one last one. Hello, what programs are available for people that are in Chapter 13 for a refi or cash out? That's a great question.
Well, your refi is basically one, VA or FHA. It also stimulates, you have to remember that you have to have your bankruptcy lawyer, bankruptcy judge approve.
Yeah, the bankruptcy trustee has to approve the refinance.
There's not any cash out. There was in non-QM. At this time, there is not any non-QM. COVID kind of wiped that out. So you're basically only able to do FHA, VA, the bankruptcy approval has to have approval, attorney approval, I mean judge approval. You can't have any back money owed on the mortgage. The mortgage has got to be up to date. You can't have any of the rearage still that you're paying off. So just to let you know.
Your post-petition payments need to be paid as agreed. And, again, the trustee has to approve the refinance. Mm-hmm. And you should be in the Chapter 13 at least 12 months or longer.
Wow. There you go. So it's doable.
There are options. It is a little tougher because it's not as cut and dry. So, you know, those are just the main. You got to be in Chapter 13, paid as agreed for at least a year. Your post-petition payments through the Chapter 13 have to be paid as agreed, and the trustee has to agree to let you do a refinance.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. If those three, then we can look at the bigger picture and make sure that your credit scores are there, your income qualifies, mm-hmm. stuff like that.
Well, gentlemen, our time is up. That hour flew by. Oh, my gosh. And so thank you, John, so much for being here.
Oh, thank you, Trust.
We'll get him on again.
So,
but
yeah.
He only works one Saturday a month, right?
Well, one Saturday every month, month and a half.
We'll snag you. Yeah. Well, thank you again for being here. And ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening to us today. Be sure to tune in next Saturday, same bat time, same bat channel, here on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.